So Wendy Fry from the Brooks Sustainability Team has come to talk to us about the Brooks Sustainability Week, which is from the 24th to 28th of February. Tell us a bit more about what's happening during these 5 days.
Right, so this is our first ever Sustainability Week. We used to do separate events throughout the year, so Go Green Week, Climate Week, everything separate, Fair Trade Fortnight. But for this year, we decided to make it into one big week, one overarching week. The idea started from a student focus group that we were running over semester one. So they came up with the essentials of the week. So we have 5 different themes, so each day has a different theme to it. We have Water Day, Transport Day, Food Day, Waste Day, and Energy Day, with a daytime program which is more internal in the university and an evening program that's open to both Brooks students and staff but also to the wider community, so everybody's welcome and they're free events.
All of the events are free?
All the events are free, yes.
That's great. And so is this going to become a regular occurrence? Is there going to be a Sustainability Week each term at Brooks, or what do you envision for the future?
Currently we're undergoing a restructure as a team, so we're just trialling this year to see how it goes, what the uptake is, and we'll assess afterwards whether it's worth repeating, making it a yearly event, or whether we might go back to separate events.
And so it started with student focus groups,
yes.
And are students involved in leading any of the events, or is it mostly professionals and the sustainability team?
Students are involved, so both the students from my focus group, from the sustainability engagement group, they are involved in the delivery of the programme, as well as 20 other students who we recruited. So each day, during the day and evening programmes, we have students helping us to deliver the events.
And you're also working with quite a few local partners, the Cyclox, the cycling group. Who else is involved from the community?
So we have different partners involved. I had a look in the community who we could team up with, what was already happening. So based on that, we indeed have Cyclox involved on our transport day. In the evening, we're doing a workshop, which is led by the former chair of Cyclox, James Styring. We also have on Energy Day, when we're doing a bike-powered cinema, that's a joint event with Fossil Free Oxfordshire. And we have different local groups involved. Representatives of Greenpeace are going to come along, Friends of the Earth, Tar Free Oxford, Oxford Against Fracking, and of course a good proportion of the Fossil Free Oxfordshire movement.
And can you tell me 3 or 4 of your highlights from the week? I've sort of found a few things which I think really look really exciting, but what would you want to tell people about that are going to be really busy so they know in advance?
Right, so this week it is sort of centralised also around our 10th anniversary being the first fair trade university in the world. So on the Wednesday, on Food Day, we have a panel debate which will be chaired by the Lord Mayor of Oxford. And we will have the student and staff members involved who started the accreditation, who actually made sure that Brooks got accredited, who invented the concept of a fair trade university. We also have representatives of People and Planet there, the Environmental Association of Universities and Colleges. We also have the patron of the Fair Trade Foundation there, so it should be a really good panel debate. It's both celebrating our 10th anniversary as well as a debate around how universities can go beyond fair trade. So what's the next step in ethical procurement in universities? So that proves to be very popular. We also have on Energy Day a bike-powered screening of Do the Math, which explains a bit more about the fossil-free movement and the fossil-free divestment campaign, with lots of different groups involved, as I just mentioned, which also gets lots of momentum. We have people who can help power the cinema, but you can also just come along and just watch, but it is completely bike-powered, so we do need some people to step up and help us power the cinema. It's only a 42-minute documentary, but it's completely powered by bikes.
Fantastic. I love those kind of things. It's nice because it does bring people together and you know physically need to do something to generate it. So you told us some highlights from Energy Day and Food Day. What about the other days? A highlight per day?
So on Water Day, we have 2 talks. One's going to be by Thames Water, by the water quality manager of Thames Water, who will tell us a bit more about how water is treated and the safety of your tap water. This is a whole debate about bottled versus tap water. Though we also have Give Me Tap In, which is an organization, and it's the Give Me Tap launch. Basically, the idea is that we will spread a network in Oxford where local cafes and restaurants can get involved, display a Give Me Tap logo where people can top up their bottle with tap water so they don't have to buy bottled water all the time and don't have to necessarily buy something to get some water, which is followed by the award-winning documentary Tapped. Our transport day, which we mentioned, which is in cooperation with Cyclox, This workshop is all about promoting cycling in Oxford. So we're looking for creative ideas for example, advertisements on the backs of buses, as well as funky slogans that we can print on bike seat covers.
That always works very well. There's lots of restaurants who've done that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Spreading a message.
So it's not just for cyclists, it's also for non-cyclists. We would like everybody's views on how we can promote cycling in Oxford and what else Cyclox and Oxford Brookes University can do to promote cycling and to make it easier to, for people to cycle. The final day is Waste Day. During this day is a similar program to Water Day, so we will start with two talks, which in this case are Going Plastic Free for a Month by Kate from Sustainable Whitney, who will tell us about her plastic-free July experience and how we can all use a little less single-use plastic to balance out the debate. That's followed by a talk by the sustainability director of Coca-Cola, who will tell us a bit more about their plant bottle technology and how plastic can be made more sustainable, which is followed by the award-winning documentary Trashed, which I can really recommend. It's a great, engaging and informative documentary.
About plastic specifically, or just about
all the issues regarding waste? So about landfilling here in the UK and in other countries, what's on your doorstep, but also what's going on around the world. Incineration, what are the issues with it? Also all the plastic that's ended up in our oceans and how big the issue is. And of course, on the positive side, what we can do to help reduce the negative impact.
Can you explain a bit more about what it means to be a fair trade university then?
Yeah, so as a fair trade university, everything we can source fair trade, such as sugar, chocolate, tea, coffee, bananas, whatever we can get fair trade, we will sell fair trade just to keep it up. But obviously, there are different things we can do to go beyond fair trade. And that's what the panel debate's about, just to explore what's the next step.
And Oxford Brookes are turning 150 this year. Do you have any other events coming up that the sustainability team are involved with for this big celebration?
We are still in the planning process of our 150th anniversary, but there's going to be a big event program going on, so do stay tuned. It will go out through our website and also through our social media. We are hosting a live Friday event at the Ashmolean.
Fantastic.
So that's going to be on the 14th of March, which promises to be very engaging and just a very fun event.
We will be there.
Brilliant.
So thank you so much for coming in, Wendy, to tell us more about the Brookes Sustainability Week. That's the 24th to the 28th of February, and we look forward to all the future events as well.
Brilliant. Thank you.